on My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. This mission is makeover takeover.
Restaurant possible designer and part-time ninja Tanya Nyack turns the tables on us and takes over the show.
It's all hands on deck, and we're joined by restaurant mission leader, taskmaster, tough guy, chef, and sharp businessman Robert Irvine.
And because no makeover takes shape without tools, teardown, and terrific work, contractor Tom Burry of Division 9 Design takes a break from his round-the-clock makeover run to talk construction. This message will not self-destruct in 30 seconds.
And it's all happening next on My Fix It Up Life.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
It's an inconsequential job I work. They wouldn't know my name if it wasn't on my shirt. I ain't rich and famous, or I'd stand in my field. But in my own backyard, I'm a pretty big deal.
You're back inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. Here we are. It's happening. Home improvement's happening now.
It is happening now, and I'm glad that I'm here with you where it's happening now, because this show is all about Restaurant Impossible.
Or, as your father would say, and I can't not say this,
Lord.
Restaurant.
Restaurant Impossible.
How
but we were there. We were there. We were there, and we made it possible.
Well,
we got yelled at by Robert Irvine.
I too, man.
Yes, we got yelled at, and we're sharing interviews that we did right there on the scene of Restaurant Impossible.
Literally in what the TV people call Video Village.
Yes.
Where they set up all their behind the scenes and lots of behind the scenes.
And we were lucky enough to talk to Tom Burry early in the day of Restaurant Impossible, and it really is a 24-hour makeover. And then late at night, we talked to Tanya Nyack, and you have to keep listening to this episode because she takes over our show.
Yeah, she's the first one who said, hey, you know what? I'm interviewing you guys.
She did, and she actually was doing a sewing project, and she stopped to come and interview us. And she had part of the sewing project tied around her head like a ninja.
Yeah, whereupon she named herself Ninja Nyack.
She did, and it was a little intimidating being interviewed by a ninja late at night
in the dark.
Yeah, in a restaurant where there was like 10 people there.
Yeah.
It was kind of, I don't know, I was a little scared.
Well, you never can tell with ninjas. That's what they do.
Yeah. Well, she snuck up on us just like a ninja because she seems like such a lovely person, and then she just pulled it all out. So we're going to be sharing that with everyone. And I also want to share a little something, too, that our 10-year-old blogged about recently.
Yes.
And this kind of goes along with Restaurant Impossible because if you don't bring the right tools to that job site, I don't know what you're going to do because it's a 24-hour job.
There's not lots of trips being taken out to various lumber yards or home centers.
There really isn't. You have to be very well prepared. And she blogged about building with her dad, which is you, Mark.
Yeah, that's me. I actually read this one.
Yes. And, you know, her advice for having the right equipment, and one of the details that she had is if you have a 2-foot screw and you don't have a 2-foot screwdriver, you can't do the job.
See, the 2-foot screw part, that's where I stopped reading because I had to laugh.
Well, and she also says that you have taught her a lot of things about building, and one of them is that there are a lot more steps to building something than you might think.
It's true. It's true, and she helped with the playset. That's where she kind of learned, like, wow, there really is 3,000 screws in here.
Well, you know,
or there really are 3,000.
You know, she's getting older, and she's having more realization about it because we've always had her involved in what we've been doing, and a lot of it has been like, you know, picking up screws or, you know, picking up scraps.
Age appropriate.
Putting in a couple of screws here, putting in a couple of screws there, hammering a little bit there. But, you know, nothing that was very, like, rigorous. But now that she's 10, she can hang.
She can hang. And, you know, she does all this stuff, and it goes to our point. Chicken wasn't born in the grocery store.
No, you say that an awful lot. And, you know, the other thing, too, is that she says that one thing that you've taught her is that a job doesn't have to look perfect.
You know, sometimes it's about making it as good or as well as you can make it. And perfection is the enemy of good medicine, as a doctor told me once.
It is. Striving to perfection is kind of really a difficult ideal. But as we always try to tell her, and as we tell Jack, which, you know, he's almost three, but I don't think he quite, like, digests this yet, is do your best.
Always do your best.
And I also want to point out to everyone listening to check out your poem that you wrote because, you know, you are this tough guy who wears two-tone pants and work boots all the time.
That's right. Oh, the hole in the toe.
That you're wearing right now, even. But you also wrote a poem about building.
I did. I don't even know how this came to me.
Well, it is very sweet. And I want everyone to read it because as you listen to our shows and as you watch our videos and everything at myfixituplife.com, you'll say, why did you marry him? He's such a tough guy, but he's such a sweetheart inside.
Well, after I wrote this, I punched the wall.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Did you actually use all of the tools in the list of the did you cope and miter? Did you backsaw and slider? Did you worm drive or winder? You know, as you were going along, you were like creating the whole environment.
Oh yeah, totally,
mm-hmm.
Totally. I climbed up a ladder.
Yeah.
You know, jumped on the roof, climbed down the ladder, drove a giant truck.
Really?
No. I was just mostly writing.
Mostly writing.
Yes.
Well, I think that's pretty cool. And we still you can still have time to vote for the winner of the Hyde Nozzle and Troy Bilt Pressure Washer on myfixituplife.com. And I think that buzzer is saying that you definitely, time is running out. So help us decide who is going to win that awesome prize.
Please do.
Yeah, and check out all the other cool free stuff that is up for grabs on our website.
And there's always new stuff in the pipeline, so check back frequently.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And check back for all of our blogs and everything, too. And you have to mark your calendars, too, because on Wednesday night at 10 o'clock, the episode from Restaurant Impossible is going to air on the Food Network. And you might see our, you know.
We might show up, but we are
up.
Definitely right now taking a break.
Okay.
We'll be back with more.
I ain't rich and famous, or I'd stand in my field. But in my own backyard, I'm a pretty big deal.
Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci's weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
Pretty face looking back at me. It might be an idle conversation piece. It might be another wasted memory tonight.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark and
Fix It Up Finds.
And
what?
Me.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you're here. I noticed that.
I am here.
I think it was implied by the fact that you were talking.
I think it was. But, you know, we're inside Fix It Up Finds, Mark's favorite segment of our show, where we sleuth around the planet and gather up.
There's no planet sleuthing.
All right. So we skip around the planet with our little basket of joy and pick little flowers and collect them into our basket and smile and hold hands.
I am going to jump off a bridge.
Okay, that's a Fix It Up Find. I found Mark in a lake somewhere.
Oh,
so Fix It Up Find time, I want to talk about our Fix It Up door.
I've been wanting to do this project since I found out our original door in our 100-year-old house is basically a wind tunnel.
And I've been trying to avoid replacing our original door to our 100-year-old American Foursquare ever since.
Boy, married much?
Yeah. So I finally have bent towards my husband.
Wind tunnel.
Yes.
You go in front
it's
of our door.
It's not a wind tunnel, but it is leaking.
And you have to put on extra clothes.
And it is kind of sad because you think about it, you know, it's the original door to the house, and it's got this sweet little mail slot, and it's just...
Hole.
Anyway, Mark taped over it a long time ago with packaging tape.
Because it was windy. Okay,
so
inside.
So now I agree that we need to get a new door, and so we have agreed at least on the fact that we're going to get a fiberglass door.
Yes.
That's agreed upon.
That's agreed upon.
But we haven't figured out exactly the door that we want to get yet, because we've been going back and forth about should we have side lights, should we not have side lights.
Oh, vented side lights. Thermatru's vented side lights would be incredible.
I know. So I've been going on Thermatru's website, and they have this thing called My Saved Doors, and I've been shopping. I've been going through, and, like, you can pick out the door style and the color.
The glass package.
The glass package, if you have side lights. And then you can save all the different doors that you like, and then you can send them off to your spouse or your friends and have them comment. So Mark and I have been using this program a lot, actually.
Yeah. Yeah,
and it's really been helpful, too, because, you know, who has time to sit around and look at doors together? And what husband wants to sit around and listen to their wife, me, going on and on and on about why I like different doors, right?
Well, the on and on and on part, anybody would sort of tire
so
of
he
that.
Can just
but
open a link, look at it, say, I like it, I don't like it, I like it, I don't like it. There you go. But, you know, we had been thinking about this rustic door. But now I'm kind of thinking that maybe we want to get the, it's called the Classic Craft Canvas Door because it's paintable.
Color in a door is a big deal. You need to look at that carefully.
Yeah, but I was thinking, you know, it might be kind of cool to have a really bold color for our front door to make a really nice statement.
Yes.
And I'm kind of leaning in that direction. So I'm not quite sure. So if anyone has opinions for me, please email us at info@myfixituplife.com and let me know what you think we should have for our door, because the picture of our house is on the front page of our website, too.
You've talked so much, you must be thirsty.
I'm not that thirsty. I can keep talking.
You could.
Is
probably,
that a challenge?
You could probably, no.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the dumbest challenge ever.
Mm-hmm.
You must want a drink of Mojo Life.
I do. You know, I tried that.
Yes, we got some here at the command center.
We did, and I liked it. It's anti-aging.
That's right.
Yes.
Do I look younger?
I feel kind of like I'm 12.
Well, there's all kinds of features in Mojo Life's new line of beverages.
And how do you spell it? Because it's not like M-O-J-O. It's something else.
M-O-D-J-O-L-I-F-E.com.
Okay.
And so they have a hydration drink.
Mm-hmm.
The basis of that is there's no preservatives in it. There's no artificial stuff. It's coconut water and sea salt.
Yes.
Are the main ingredients.
Well, think about people that are from the Caribbean and stuff, you know, where coconuts
yeah,
are.
Yeah, they're not thirsty.
No, but.
They don't even get thirsty.
But you have.
Because they just have coconuts.
And I
around.
Know. I've had friends that are from, you know, there, and their skin always looks gorgeous. Have you ever realized that? Maybe it has something to do with the coconut juice.
Maybe it does.
Maybe it does.
Well, at any rate, Mojo's
and they also
for life
usually talk very fantastically, too.
Resveratrol is a super antioxidant beverage. They even have a hangover prevention in case you're not looking for hydration or rehydration and electrolyte balancing from fitness or all these different things, and you want to go out partying. Hangover prevention.
Hangover prevention? So you drink it before you go out to the bar?
I don't know. I got to be honest with you, I don't know.
Do you have a case of it
I
in your truck just in case
any.
You decide to go out with the guys?
Well, if I went out with the guys in the 30 seconds we have left, I would be able to see where I'm going in various precipitation-style weather with my Michelin Stealth wiper blades.
Really?
Yeah, these are beam type.
Are you going to come at me with, like, Edward Scissorhands with your wiper blades?
You know what? They work well. They fit over 98% of passenger cars and trucks in North America. They go on easily. They wipe all the water off the window. And I'm going to wipe us out to a break. We'll be back on the other side with more of My Fix It Up Life.
It might be another wasted memory tonight. I'd like to wait and see. It might be first aid on a city.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape, more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice, afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says, "A wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life." Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com. Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real Wood is a perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook. And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark
and my wife Teresa,
and we are, you know, on location today.
We're on set, but we've had to keep it a secret where we are.
Close set.
Hey.
It's very, very specific. The production company for this project. Close set. Can't tell anywhere where you are.
We're in the video village.
We're in the video village here.
Of the close set.
And we actually are sitting across the table.
Yeah, we're actually doing this in a real restaurant. Can I get a beer?
I think they closed the restaurant down right now because we are on the set.
I bet I could get a beer out of that tap. I'll be right back.
I wouldn't try to actually do that. You know, Robert Irvine is a fit dude. He's a very fit dude. And Mark?
Yes.
You're not paying any attention to me. You're looking around at all the people.
Yeah, I know that.
I know.
We're joined by the general contractor, yeah. I think I have that right, who makes the scenes of this show happen.
Yes.
The nuts and bolts. Tanya Nyack's design.
Yes. Brings it all to life.
Yes. And his name is Tom Berry, and he is the owner of Division 9 construction company, I guess.
Yes,
you can
design and construction.
Find them online at division9dc.com or follow them on Twitter at division9dc. And you guys are so busy on these sets.
We are super busy.
Yeah.
On these sets. These sets are like a combined 2 month job happening in 2 days.
It is absolutely crazy. Yeah, we were so excited to come here because you guys are doing this project near where we live, so we could drive over. And, you know, I knew it was a tight deadline, but I didn't know how tight it was. You know, how many hours do you have to make over the restaurant?
You know, it's funny. Everyone says 2 days, 2 days. It's not even 2 days.
Yeah.
It's literally, we clock it at like 32 hours sometimes.
That's not 2 days.
No, that's barely 2 days.
Uh-huh.
Have you stayed up all the way through the 32 hours?
We have. We've done three shows where we've completely, me and my partner Angela, have gotten zero sleep.
Really?
Just right through the night, because sometimes we'll send the crew home just to get a couple hours sleep because things start getting a little dangerous after 4 o'clock in the morning, you know what I mean?
Right.
But for us, you know, the job's got to get done. Robert is not going to take any excuses.
No.
He does not want to hear it the next day.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to hear if you've been all night. He wants it done. And it has to get done.
Yeah, I would be very intimidated if you were my boss.
there's two versions, done and not done.
That's it.
Yeah, there's no medium
done
rare.
And go away.
But, you know, sometimes we make compromises on things, but it's got to get done. I mean, he really just he wants what he wants, and he's difficult to work for. The best part, the part I love working with him is he really knows what he wants. Is the easy part.
The focus.
He's very, very clear about what he wants
to do.
That's
huge.
Yeah. He's driven,
yeah.
And he pushes you to your limits and beyond, but he always knows what he wants.
Well, and then the designers, like Tanya, throw you surprises, too. So you show up, and, you know, you showed up today, and you were telling us
some wild card.
There's a wild card. She dropped a piece of furniture off and wants you to do something with it.
You're just shaking your head. You know what? Shake your head on radio. That's probably better for your relationship with Tanya.
There's always a wild card. The first part of that is I never get to come to the set. I mean, I don't get to come to this restaurant until game day.
Wow.
So as you guys know, and as everyone listening who builds stuff, you never put a bid on anything unless you've seen it.
Yes.
And I literally am doing estimates and figuring stuff out on something I've never seen.
Now, to give you credit, though, you said that you were within 26 cents on one of these jobs.
Well, look, we're...
So, you know what? You are amazing at being able to figure it out and not ever going to the set. That's incredible. No one can get that close.
I've never gotten that close in 20 years of remodeling. I'm within $50,000. My customers are happy.
Well, we really have a $10,000 budget. I mean, whoever doesn't think we do absolutely have a $10,000. And they make me stick to it every single time. And, you know, there's times we've gotten the hair over, but they're like, no, it's $10,000. We're doing it for $10,000. So we have to be very
creative. So the reality of this reality,
it's
television,
reality.
Is reality.
Yeah.
Absolutely reality. 100% reality. I mean, we're going out buying things from general places where everyone else is buying things, stores that everybody else buys stuff for, and we're just doing creative things with cheap lumber, creative things with things we can buy on Craigslist, anything to save a penny, or using materials that would be on a ceiling, maybe using it on something else, or something that was on a floor, on a wall, or...
Wow.
I love that.
And you're
a real company, too. You're not just here for TV.
You're taking my thing.
You were saying this morning that you're running a project in New York right now.
Right. Yeah, we are. We're a really decent-sized firm. We do restaurants. It's 100% of our work. We do a lot of stuff in New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia. And, I mean, you know, we're on these shows, but we're really running two jobs at a time right now. So I'm dealing with phone calls. I got to prep a week ahead so I can come to, you know, be here for 2 days or 3 days in order to clear up time. So I was sending emails last night at, like, midnight just to try to get stuff set so I wouldn't have a million phone calls today.
Well, and your work is gorgeous, too. You have to go to his website, division9dc.com, and check it out. It's kind of like I went there, and it was like a meditative moment for me. It's just so beautiful. Everything is just so gorgeous. And if you've seen his work on the Food Network, too.
Yeah.
What are you leaning on me for?
Well, I'm still going to see how much time we have.
Oh, he's on it. I'm not always on it, but I love that baby doll. I thought you were just snuggling in close to me.
That's just making
everyone
uncomfortable.
Because we're on location. We're not in the studio. We're not at home. The kids aren't around here.
That's right.
I know.
That's right.
It's like a little date.
And Tom, the way that I really want to kind of, for the third time, focus in on the fact you're not a TV carpenter.
No,
like a guy who's like trying to get his own show or whatever like that. You're a good-looking guy.
Thank you.
No, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Should I leave?
No, we're cool like that.
We're having a good time.
Yeah.
We have to keep it down a little bit, so we'll do that at this time. For,
yes.
But you guys are doing the rough carpentry. I mean, you're hands-on.
Mm-hmm.
Rough carpentry, demolition, trim carpentry, design stuff.
I mean,
you're an architect.
Yeah, I am as well.
I'm an architect.
And when we showed up here on the set today, we went over to their tent, and Mark and I just said, you know what, it feels like home because they have a lot of the same tools that we have, a lot of the same setups, and it's just really nice and comfortable to be here with you.
Well, glad you guys like it.
Yeah, except you don't have a pig tool belt.
Oh, no. We don't have a pig. Well, we've gotten stuff for the designers. We've gotten little designer kits. We got stuff for them.
Yeah.
We use little pink tool kits and stuff to keep them away from our tools. You know,
we're
very greedy about our stuff.
Yeah.
You've got 50,000,000 volunteers running around here, too. Does stuff kind of, like, get misplaced?
Constantly. It's really hard to keep everyone working and properly doing things. That's the problem. Volunteers are great. The show can't happen without volunteers. But the problem is, keeping volunteers, as anybody knows, painting is not as simple as just grabbing a brush and painting.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of technique. There's
It's one of those
right
things
thing.
That everyone thinks they can do,
and
but to do it really well, to do a good job, it takes a lot of skill. It takes a lot of patience.
Anybody
it takes a lot of time trying to do
their
it.
Kitchen
yes.
and tried to cut in a straight line
yes.
knows that it's not just taking the roller and, hey, let's go.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's really hard. So we have to run around. Oh, there's Robert yelling. We have to run around. There's a lot of that happening. We have to run around and literally make sure everyone's doing things properly, putting things away properly, installing things properly, because at the end of the day, this is a real job. We're walking away from this, and I'm leaving these people with a real functional restaurant, as in my personal work that we do. It's a great renovation, and they're getting something that they could use that's going to be functional, that's better looking, that they can, you know, make a brand new start at. And that's really why we do this as well.
And can you give me a little backstory on the restaurant that we're at right now?
Well, the backstory is where, you know, it's a bar. It used to be a tequila bar back in the day, supposedly, which was really popular. These guys bought it over, and it just kind of, as a lot of these places we've seen, grinded down over the years, and they just haven't put money into it. And, you know, if you don't upkeep a restaurant, it eventually dies down, and they just need some help. You know, they don't have any money. It's hard to reinvest. They have clients. There's nobody coming in. They need a boost.
Right.
And I think they're really motivated, and I think they can really do it if they just get this boost. And the place looks great, and we get some people in here, and it could be great.
What's such a great thing to be able to come in and not just make it over, make it look good, but go through the menu and go through how they're serving and go through every single thing about it and make sure the experience of people that come in and say, oh, they've renovated, and to make sure that everyone is taken care of and feels good when they come here. And they're like, it is a new place. It is different. I want to come back there.
Yep, that's the whole key. It's not just a facelift. It's an entire...
It's like an entire job.
They're coming in. The menu's new. The place looks great. The service is different. We might sometimes they even tell them different things to wear or how to treat, how to react to customers. I mean, literally, it's a full makeover from
that
front
is
to
so
back.
Good.
Yeah.
And you know, you have to go and check out his website. And the website is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, you don't know. Division9DC.com.
I didn't know the DC part.
And if you are
design construction.
Yes, and if you are. You know, own a restaurant, you're looking to make it over, you have to go check them out and hire them, and we're going to have to go to a break, baby doll.
Which we're going to take now. We'll be back in a minute with more of My Fix It Up Life.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says, "A wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life." Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
You are
are inside My Fix It Up Life. I am your host, Tanya Nayak, and I know you're probably looking at your radio going, what? Well, the truth is I am here with Mark and Teresa, and we are turning the tables a little bit today because I have been dying to interview them.
Really?
Yes. How are you guys?
Well, I'm so glad to join you on your program, Tanya.
Should I be nervous?
I am a little bit nervous.
Are you guys nervous? Because I'm a little nervous. This is my first time interviewing anybody, so
I feel kind of special.
This is awesome.
Yeah?
Okay, what do you want to know?
Okay, well, first of all, let's talk about where we are, what we're doing first, and then I have a lot of questions for you, too. Okay?
Yeah.
So we're here in Delaware.
Yeah.
We're doing a shoot for Food Network's Restaurant Impossible. What do you guys think? You guys were so gracious to come and help us.
Oh, we were so excited. I think we kind of, like, almost, you know, begged to come a little bit because we interviewed you on our show about a month or so ago.
Back when we had a show.
And
I took it over.
We used to have My
Fix
It Up Life as our show.
Mm-hmm.
We found out that you had been in Philadelphia and said, huh, are you coming out anywhere near Philadelphia? Said, we want to come and help. So we have been here all day.
You guys are such troopers. You've been here all day long. You're planning on going right through the night.
Long and strong, baby.
Yeah.
That's how we roll. What's up?
That's how he rolls, definitely.
I'm in a hotel room.
I'm going to take a nap.
Oh, there's no napping on the drama. I've noticed a couple of naps here and there with you.
Behind the bar.
Yeah,
exactly.
Those weren't naps.
Now, I am so impressed with everyone here because you see it on TV. But it really is a very fast build. I mean, it's insane. We showed up today, and they were actually serving people in the restaurant like you see on TV.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then we came in here right afterward, and to take everything off the walls, I mean, it was just go time.
Well, I feel like people watch the show sometimes, and they think, oh, there must be some built-in secret TV time in there. But this is so real, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's really happening right in front of us.
And it is 24 hours of us getting this makeover done. We're going to work all night long. And then tomorrow at like 5, 6 o'clock, people are going to be coming in and eating. So it has to be done.
Yes. And my favorite part, too, is that Robert comes in and yells at everybody, not even on camera.
Yeah.
It's kind of startling.
It is startling. Yeah. But I'll tell you, there's something behind that yell because everybody moves. Everybody hustles. So.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's true. He takes his craft, from this is what I'm observing today, very, very seriously.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
right.
There's not a lot of joking around, warm, nice.
Oh, and your favorite thing he said today is there's no lip gloss on a job site.
Yeah, the wine of the day.
Oh, well, then I'm going to quit right now. I can't do a job without my lip gloss.
I actually have
lip gloss on. So.
But, okay, let me just get to something really important
here.
Because, well, we're doing this whole television bit, and I finally get to meet you two in person.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing I said was, why are the two of you on radio? Because you are both insanely drop-dead gorgeous. It's just wrong. It's wrong. For all
How much money did Mark give you?
He only gave me $20. So.
Oh, that is so good. Yeah. That's value.
That was a good value for $20.
It was.
Is it inappropriate to ask to make out?
No.
Because that is just awesome.
Make out?
You should see what he's talking about, you two.
Are you going to make out with me?
You're unbelievably drop-dead gorgeous. I mean,
unbelievably drop-dead gorgeous. I'm not even kidding you two. You need to be on television. I don't know. There's that whole, like, you know, the joke about having a face for radio. That is not you two.
This is one of those moments where there's a line, the before and after line. Now it's after the time someone referred to me in the same sentence as not drop-dead
gorgeous. The thing is, though, is that I embarrass everyone, usually when we have our radio show. I embarrass everyone into saying everyone's gorgeous because they are. Tanya's gorgeous. I tell her all the time.
Yeah, you're knockout.
Yeah,
Yes, you are.
And I like your little your little ninja action here from the sewing.
You know what?
Yeah.
It's late at night right now,
mm-hmm.
and we're doing a sewing project, and I need to kind of keep my energy up. So I have a ninja warrior, ninja Nayak thing going on.
Yeah, she's got this hot headband going. Yeah.
We'll post a photo of that.
We will have to post it up on our website.
If
we get our website back.
Right.
From Tanya.
My producer.
The Tanya takeover.
Yes. She just looked at me and she goes, Tanya, Olivia Newton-John just called. She wants to
have
that. Oh, no. I was feeling so hot with my
Yeah, but she was good at
She was hot. She is hot. She's still hot.
Yes, yeah. If I can look that good when I'm her age, oh my God, I'll be thanking
everyone. Can we get back to the part where I was awesomely good looking?
Yes, yes. I want to get back to this because
this is not a regular happenstance.
Oh,
my
stop
area.
It! You two must get stopped all
I'm
the time.
Constantly.
Hit on all the time.
Constantly. The chicks, you don't even want to know. It's me.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I don't think
Johnny alone.
One of the jokes I always tell is that about, you know, like Mark does his workout by just peeling the women off as he walks down the street.
Yeah.
You know? It's just like, you know, you don't have to go to the gym.
About Mark. I mean, look at you.
Because she really is awesome. I'm making this up.
Insanely hot.
Yeah.
I think she likes me.
Okay, so now listen, I have a lot of questions, and I know we don't have a lot of time because we probably
about
want to take
five
your
minutes,
radio show back from me.
Yeah.
I like that the tables are turned because you guys are doing this on-camera stuff today.
Yes.
I get to do the radio stuff.
Yes.
This is fun.
Yes.
All right. Now, you have this gorgeous family. You guys are gorgeous. You do this radio show. I want to know how you two met.
Good question.
Wow.
It's a long story.
It's a little bit of a long story, but we'll abbreviate.
Yes.
Long story short, we worked together in the same office when we were in magazine editing.
And we were writing for construction magazine, professional construction magazine.
Uh-huh. So not our resume,
but
we met.
But yeah.
And I was awesome. I won all these awards. Teresa was awesome. She won all these.
No, not at all.
So we seen each other.
Uh-huh.
Kind of been in the same meetings, but never talked to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Teresa left, went to another
I thought
job.
He was strange.
You thought he was strange?
Yes.
You didn't think he was insanely hot, as we're discussing today?
Well, I thought he was cute, but he used to stand up at his desk and work. Like, who stands up and tight?
Well, I'm not gonna, you are a little strange.
Yeah.
But we like that. It's
and then he
thing.
Would bike to work, and he would wear his little bike outfit in the office.
Spandex?
Yeah.
With shorts on top of it, not just straight spandex.
But still, you don't really see that many people walking around. And we were in D.C. at the time, so you don't see many people walking around a professional office.
With spandex on.
Exactly. Strange.
I changed. It wasn't an all-day outfit. So anyway, Teresa
we
went
left.
To a separate place.
I went somewhere else.
To work.
You
long,
heard her.
Long story short, she had pitched me and a coworker about writing a book for her.
Uh-huh. Because I went on to being a book editor in Home Improvement.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
a couple
right.
years passed. I saw her when I was traveling back to town, and I said, that's the book girl.
Great. He's a bad next guy. You're the book girl. Okay.
And then...
But it's one of those, like, Harry met Sally kind of thing. It's like, and they never met. And, you know, we lived near each other for a long time. We worked in the same office. We had the same friends. You know, and then it took 4 years before we actually talked to each other.
Again.
And we've been together pretty much since then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For how many years now?
Oh, gosh. Six?
Closer to eight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then you guys started this radio show.
Yeah.
What on
My
earth
Fix It Up Life.
This? Yes.
Yeah, well, before it was taken over by Tanya Nyack, designer on the show Restaurant Impossible.
Well, we've been writing for magazines and photographing for them for a long time, websites, HGTV, DIY Network, Old House Journal, Professional Deck Builder Magazine.
Yeah.
And
written books, done live demonstrations.
Exactly.
Done umpteen zillion videos.
And we just wanted to take it to another level.
Yeah.
To take all the stuff that we've been doing. We've been interviewing people for years. We've been around the whole thing for years.
Mm-hmm.
And just being able to do this with everyone and talk to them. So what is it like? What do you do when you're not on television? What are you doing at your house? You know, those questions that I'm dying to ask everyone.
Well, you guys are so good at it because I've been on your show 3 times out. Now it's 4.
Well, I don't know if this counts.
This counts.
Okay.
Being on the show that you're hosting is there's some kind of discombobulation there.
Yeah, true, true.
Yeah.
But I have to say, and I've said this to you guys personally, you're two of the best interviewers I've ever had. I mean, you knock it out of the park. You guys are great at what you do.
That is so sweet.
Thank you so much.
And if you love Tanya Nyack, so you should go to her website, TanyaNyack.com, follow her on Twitter, check her out on Facebook.
You need to spell it right, which is TANIYA.
Yes.
NAYAK.
I know.
I can imagine.
I'll give you the $20 back now just for doing that. Thank you.
And you have to watch House Hunters on Vacation and Restaurant Impossible. Tune in Mondays at 8:30 on HGTV. You can see this lovely lady. And then you can tune in starting
really knows her stuff, by the way.
July 6th on the Food Network, Wednesdays at 8, 9 Central, Restaurant Impossible. And this episode that we're at right now will be airing sometime then, too.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear. Were you saying something?
I don't know.
He's tired. You're tired. It's been a long day. Wait, do we have time? Because I have two more questions for you guys.
We can. 1 minute.
1 minute. Okay,
1 minute.
Real quick. So short answers here.
Okay.
One, do you guys ever get sick of each other? You work together. You live together. You're together all the time. What's the secret?
We have our moments.
We have moments.
We love each other, and we love genuine passion for what we do. We love this. We're out. It's gross out there right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But we love taking something and making it better than we found it.
We do. This is just, we can't get away from construction, from home improvement, from design. It's just what, we don't know what to talk about if we didn't have this. No, literally, I don't know what we would talk. We have the kids, and we used to have hobbies, and now it's all about this.
Okay. All right, and my last quick question.
Okay.
What do you do if you have to burp and you're on air? Can you mute it out or something? What do
you
do in that situation? Oh, she just lifted her microphone.
Yeah, you just move the microphone away from your face, or you just lean back if you're in the studio away from the So much easier than being on TV.
You just have the host of the show take you into a break,
right.
Which you need to do now.
There you go.
We'll
so take
be right
us in.
Back after this.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clemens. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTrue fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTrue.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
What a perfect day to play left right there. Forget the line, feeling fine, sitting in your sidewalk chair. As the daylight fades on the park we sweat.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark
and my wife Teresa and Ten Hutt. We are on deck.
Oh, we are. Yeah. We have to, you know, be very, very good because we have a special guest on the line who we've been yelled at on a job site.
Yes. I'm proud to say that I've been yelled at by Robert Irvine. Robert, are you there with us?
How are you guys?
We're doing well. We're doing our best, too, because I know, as we, you know, when we were on Restaurant Impossible job site with you, and I was listening to you command and control everyone in the room, it kind of felt like being at home because my husband is the same way. When he gets on a job site, he's got that level of, you know, excellence and, you know, making sure everyone's doing what they're supposed to be doing. And there's not a lot of nice on the job site.
Well, you know, you're exactly right, but your husband and I are the same. We're almost the same people. You know, excellence on the job is has to be created. You know, you just can't, it doesn't happen. You have to make it happen. And we only have such a short time, 2 days, to get these jobs done that everybody has to be moving at full speed and doing 15 things at once.
Well, and it is very impressive, too, because, you know, some TV shows that you watch, that we watch, and you think, yeah, they're not really doing it in that amount of time, but you really are.
Yeah, I get that a lot. Oh, you know, when does the army show up and how much time do you really have? You know, you must have a week to do that. And no, we have the 2 days. You know, we finished one very late last night here in Ohio. We moved today, and we start another one tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness.
So the schedule is very, very tight, and there's no room for error. Remember, we're playing with people's lives.
You know, that, and that was one of the elements that struck me. You know, I really tried to pay attention and watch everything that was going on, and it is more than about the business. You're inside their world, like their whole thing, their families and everything.
Yeah, you know, when we go into these situations, and I'm glad that you were with us doing one, because you actually get to see the real, not only are we making a television show, we're also making somebody's life better, either their restaurant or their family or both. And it's tough because you get really vested in their life and their problems. And they look to you to solve not only their business problems, but their, you know, sometimes marital problems, their kids' problems, and everything that goes with it. And sometimes I feel like a cook, sometimes I feel like a builder, sometimes I feel like a therapist.
Well, it's so true, too, because if you think about it, you know, if you're a small business owner, I mean, your whole life is wrapped up into your business. I mean, it's, you know, are you going to be able to save money for your kids' college? Are you going to be able to retire? Are you going to be able to make that
your mortgage payment
that month? I mean, there's so much that you are touching in their lives, and the emotion that we saw of the people that own the restaurant and you too, it was just so moving. And so, you know, you're not faking it.
And you actually said something. I don't know if you recall saying this or if you say this every day, but it struck me. You were talking to Tanya and Tom, and you said, I think this was a set piece for camera, but you said, "I'm pushing you, but I'm pushing you out of love." And
let me tell you something. First of all, I don't say things for camera. I don't. What I say is real. Tom and Tanya, and even now we have another designer just joined us at that yesterday. They are great people in their own world. They're designers, they're builders, just like you guys. And when I push them, and I push them to the limit, and I do it because, A, I know they can handle that. Sometimes I have to back off, but I know they can handle it. I throw things at them that they don't expect, and I don't expect them because I don't know what they are till they happen. And I really, truly adore both of these people. And I don't. It sounds weird when a guy says adore, but they, for 2 days every week, or 4 days every week, because we do a couple of shows a week, they put their business, their brain on the line as much as I do, you know, and I think we've become very tight and close, but I also believe that I've made Tom a better builder, and I've made Tanya a better designer, and Tanya is an amazing designer. She has 8 restaurants of her own and really understands it, but when we come down to crunch time, and, you know, are we going to get it done, the design, and they'll say, well, no, we won't do that. Yes, we will. I don't mind people waiting. I will finish the design, and so will you. And when I say that I love them that way, they never say no. And that's important, because we want to make the best restaurant, or fix the restaurant as best we can with the time. You know, 2 days and $10,000 is not a lot of money.
Well, and, you know, Tom said to us when we were there on that project that you have made him better at his job, because now, because the budget is so tight.
He's a budgeting surgeon.
Yes, he is. And he said that he was able to bid a project recently.
Down
like,
to the dollar?
Down to, it was like 25 cents that he came back. And he was within 25 cents of what he estimated the entire project because of you.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, when you do things as a team, we all get better. Not just Tanya, Tom, but that, and everybody else who's worked with us, but me also. You know, I'm a leader, I'm a manager of people, or leader of people, and sometimes the humanistic side of Robert comes out, and sometimes it doesn't. But there's one thing that I always strive for, and that's going back to that excellence. Giving somebody something they haven't ever had before. You know, we did this show last night, or this restaurant yesterday. They spent $120,000 on this place 11 years ago, and it was awful. And we go in with $10,000 and make this dynamic, and I mean dynamic, restaurant. And it just makes me sort of question, you know, who's taking their money and what they're telling them.
Now, from your past experience, I mean, you've worked in the White House kitchens, and you've been in the British Royal Navy, too. Like, from all of your experience of in your entire life, and then working on this particular show, like, what do you get out of going around the country, personally?
What do I get out of it? And that's a great question. The good Lord gives us each a passion and a trait. Each one of us is so individual, and he gives me the skill of cooking and leading. And yes, I'm tough. I am. I don't make no bones about that. But he gave me that toughness for a reason, and that is giving back. When we go to a restaurant and we make over these restaurants and we see the families that are broken, marriages that are broken, and when we leave there, A, they're talking, they're back together, they've not completely fixed their lives, but my God, you know, we've given them the tools to be able to do that. We shot one show with a family completely broken up. By the time I left 2 days later, they were back together, working together, and living together.
Wow.
And that is a great feeling.
You know, I want to explore virtually every nuance of every concept you've raised, and we obviously can't, but
I want to know, you know, I think
it keeps coming up.
Okay, dear.
And this is important to me because I think about it a lot too. It'd be easy to say, oh, he's in the Navy, so he's a military guy, it's command and control, but you keep saying excellence, and you said it on set a bunch of times too. Does that come from your military background? Is it something your dad drove you to? You born this way?
I think it's all of the above. I think military makes you think excellence all the time. I think my upbringing, obviously my parents, my father was in the military. It's just something I've always done. You know, we don't go into a situation, and I know you guys don't because I've watched you work. You know, you go into a situation to make it the best, you know, you can make it. And you don't go, and again, I've watched you. You don't go in and build a chair and make it sort of half-assed. Mm-hmm. You make it the best chair you can do. Because none of us do that. We don't go in thinking, oh, we'll just slop some paint on. We want to make sure it's cut in right, it's perfectly covered, and it's beautiful. And I think everybody has that in them. It just takes somebody to push it and pull it out of them.
I have to say that I agree with you. That could be naive on my part, but I believe that story, honestly believe that story.
Well, I'm just kind of curious, too. When can we read a book by you that can motivate everybody who can't have you come to their restaurant and into their lives to help them?
I think motivation is somewhat lost in people when they get complacent. They get into their business, they've made money for years, and it doesn't matter what business it is. You know, when the money's rolling, it's great. There's an old saying that I've known for years, and I don't remember where. I think my mother told me, you know, when poverty knocks at the door, love flies out the window.
Huh.
And it's a very true saying.
It is.
You see businesses that when money is rolling in, they don't care what evils are happening. Or, you know, and by evil, I mean, you'll see wastage and you'll see all these other things happening. Nobody cares about it. But when you see that the pennies are tight, all of a sudden, everything matters. And then the bosses get a little bit more angry because they see they're losing money. And that's what happens in relationships as well as businesses. And my job is to make sure that they don't lose that money. They understand where it's going. And, you know, this one yesterday, a guy is selling a steak special for $250. Each steak cost him $375. I mean, that's but he's buying the business to get people in. But he's making no money. The servers aren't making money, so they're disgruntled. You know, there's a knock-on effect to everything we do.
Wow.
And that's what I look at.
Wow. And to change the subject, again, not because I want to, but because I have so many questions, it seems as though you take sort of a similar approach to living a healthy lifestyle and staying fit.
Yeah, you know, I work out 6 days a week, and I believe that working out, and I don't mean, you know, going to pump heavy weights, because I don't do that, but I believe exercise and food sort of keeps your brain free. There's enough stress in this world right now, and getting in the gym or going for a walk or taking the dog a walk or whatever you do to relax, that's what relaxes me.
Right.
I agree completely with that, too. We are big proponents of having a healthy lifestyle because we don't have time to recover from the bowl of ice cream.
And we don't have time to recover from my sorrow because we have to take a break, Robert. And we are happy to bid you adieu, and which we are going to do now.
And you have to check out Restaurant Impossible on the Food Network.
Yes, you do. We'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Life.
As the daylight fades on the park we sweat, then I'll
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real Wood is a perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook. And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. And I'm Teresa.
I'm Mark.
And you are at the end of my Fix It Up Life show. But don't forget to go to myfixituplife.com. Check out what we're giving away. Click on free stuff.
Check out our videos.
On YouTube and on Ustream. And send us an email at info@myfixituplife.com with your home improvement questions.
And your home improvement triumphs. We want to know what you're doing, whether you're having trouble with it, or you're just knocking it out of the park.
Oh, yeah. If you figured something out, if you have a tip or a trick that can help us and help everyone else save some time and some headaches in their home improvement projects, please share them with us. You can share them in an email at info@myfixituplife.com.
You can share them on Facebook.
Or send us a message on Twitter, too, and it's myfixituplife there as well.
That's right. You can like us on Twitter.
You can follow us on Twitter, and you like us on Facebook.
And you can love us on the radio.
You can every Saturday at 10 a.m.
East Coast
time, baby.
East Coast.
Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes.
Yes, you are making us a top pick in the home improvement category.
Yeah, right
and
now.
And we love you for it.
Right now, we're top five in home improvement on iTunes. So thank you guys very much. And you know what you should do?
Join us next week
for another edition of My Fix It Up Life.
It might be just a pretty face looking back at me. It might be an idle conversation piece. It might be another wasted memory tonight. I'd like to wait and see. It might be first date on a city street. It might be a kiss that brings me to my knees. It might be a digital top into a tree and die.
I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my fix it up life. This is my fix it up life. White dress walking up to me. It might be sunrise in a sky blue sea. It might be the holder of my front door key.